Hundreds of newly washed cars and trucks stretch in rows across a gravel lot near the airport on Wilkinson Boulevard. The city's auction supervisor, Rex Dye, is ready for the weekend.
This actually is an auction that is already lined up and ready to go.
So this is how it's going to look on auction day?
Absolutely. It goes lot 1, 2, 3, and it goes on down.
They're sorted by type.
So you got trailers.
Police Crown Victorias.
You got the Great All here.
Chevy Cavaliers. Ford Focuses.
Got some buses. Got some transit buses. You got some garbage trucks.
Who buys garbage trucks?
Mainly folks that buy and resell. They'll take them and fix them up, make them look pretty, and then they'll resell them.
The city and county have approved a total of about 400 vehicles for sale, although not all of them will necessarily go on the block this time. Chris Troll heads up the city's fleet management division. His team determines when a car's no longer worth repairing.
We have point systems built in depending on class of equipment. So your pursuit cars have one threshold in there. Fire trucks have another threshold. So we maintain that piece of equipment from cradle to grave. And at the end of its life, then we turn it over to the auction yard.
Where it's buyer beware, Rex Dye says.
There are no refunds. It's sold as is, where is, without any kind of warranty.
Dye is cagey when it comes to how much any given car will sell for. I get the sense he doesn't want to tip his hand, but I keep asking him anyway. We walk to one miserable-looking piece of construction equipment, a small, rust-bitten front-end loader.
You'd be surprised how much people will pay for something like that. And I'm not going to give you a price. I can tell by where you're looking. How much do you think that'll go for? I have no idea, but we had a front-end loader a couple auctions ago that went for $48,000. That's probably the one that kind of hits my mind.
Not including county cars, Dye says the city of Charlotte made over $500,000 off of about 140 vehicles last auction, and this time it could sell about double that. We keep walking.
As you see up here, we've got 5 fire trucks.
And you know what I'm going to ask you?
What do they go for?
No, I was going to ask you, who buys a fire truck?
Again, it's the same folks. They'll buy it, fix it up, and resell it.
Can I buy a fire truck?
Absolutely.
Really? If I had the cash for it, I could
you
buy this?
You have enough money, come here April the 13th and we'll sell it to you.
All right, perfect.
But who actually ends up with a fire truck when it's resold? Pickups, dump trucks, and buses. Those all have some value to private businesses, but fire trucks don't really. Dye didn't know the answer because his interest stops when a reseller buys it at auction. So I called up a reseller, Integrity Sales and Services in Ohio, which is selling a used fire truck it bought at auction. Salesman John Stoller answered the phone.
Once they're wore out here in the United States, the market is basically south of the border. Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, down in that area. And there's a demand for them down there, although they're not willing to pay a lot for them.
The fire truck has about 140,000 miles on it. Stoller says his company bought it for $10,000. And the current asking price, if you're interested, is $16,000. Or you could come to the Charlotte auction this Saturday and bid for a fire truck against me. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.